कृतिन्माता पृष्ट्या दिशति भगवत आराधना विधि यथा मातुपाणि स्थितिगति तथा वक्ति भगिने पुराणाच्या जीवा सहज निवाहते तदम का अतः सत्यं ज्ञातं मुरहर भवानी वरणम So, this Lana says, by the experience, he says that after studying all Vedic literature, all Upanishads, Vedanta, Puranam, four Vedas, Raman, Maharaj, all in subjects. So, the conclusion is that, oh my dear Lord, भवानेव शरणम यू आर दी ओनली अल्टीमेट सेल्ट दिस इज द लास्ट स्टेज ऑफ नॉलेज एज इट इज कन्फर्म इन द भगवद गीता बहुनाम जन्मनाम आफ्टर स्टडिंग फॉर मेनी मेनी बार्स टू एक्वायर नॉलेज सो व्हेन वन कम्स टू दिस पॉइंट भवान एव सरणम यू आर द अल्टीमेट दैट इज द परफेक्शन और एडिटर हैज रिटन वेरी नाइस आर्टिकल कृष्णा द एंड ऑफ नॉलेज यस व्हेन यू कम टू कृष्णा पॉइंट देन एवरीथिंग इज नॉलेज नोएबल ऑफ कोर्स सो फार आवर नॉलेज इज कंसर्न बट सो फार कृष्णा इज कंसर्न ही इज अनलिमिटेड नोबडी कैन नो And at least to that point, if we can reach, that is also very difficult. Simply to reach that to that point, there is struggling. So many scholars, so many still coming to the nearest point, still they say, oh, not Krishna, not Krishna. Oh, it is impersonal. Oh. So this knowledge is acquired by the grace of the Supreme Lord, by the association of pure devotees, tatam tatangat mama vija sangita, one can attain this qualification and is somewhere other, either by faith or by knowledge or by association or by accident, if one comes to this point that Krishna, the Supreme, is the ultimate goal, then his life is perfect. अद्वैयान तत्त्व कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान स्वरूप शक्ति रूपेतार अवस्था लॉर्ड चैतन्य से कृष्ण द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ अद्वैत तत्व इज एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इन द अल्टीमेट ही इज अ पर्सन In the Bhagavad Gita, you will see in the 11th chapter that Krishna was requested by Arjuna to show his universal form. Because for ordinary persons, that universal form is gigantic universal form is supposed to be that is God. But they do not know param bhava vajananta. They do not know that in this universal form is only an offshoot of me. They do not. Less intelligent class of men, they think impersonal form or the universal form or even the 400 Vishnu form, they consider that they are better. But in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we will find that Krishna, by the request of Arjuna, assumes his universal form, Vishwarupa. Now, after seeing the Vishwarupa, Arjuna was afraid. He was in friendly relation with Krishna, and when he saw his Vishwarupa, he became too much perturbed in his mind. Oh, what mistake I have done. I took Krishna as my friend and I do not know how much offenses I have committed. Friendly relations, there are sometimes very slacking languages and use, sometimes calling here, you Krishna, sometimes so many things, friendly relations, there are very many relaxation relations. So he thought that I have committed so much offenses to Krishna, and he begged pardon. Out of my impudence, out of my ignorance, I have done so many things. Please excuse. Just like a father excuses his son, just like a friend excuses his friend, just like husband excuses wife, or the wife excuses. These things are there. Then again, he asks Krishna to assume his 400 Narayan. Krishna also showed him the Narayan 400 people. And then again Krishna transformed himself again into the 200 Samasandha, which flew as he transformed him. Now the question is, if Krishna is ordinary person, just like some foolish commentators say, not to Krishna, then how could he assume this Vishwarupa and the Narayan? Can an ordinary person assume that rupa, that form? It is not possible. Therefore, the answer in Bhagavad Gita is abhijananti man mūḥa. Now, there is stated param bhava abhijananti. They do not know. Now, Arjuna wanted to confirm this param bhava. That the less intelligent class of men who are formed of the universal form or the Vishnu, Narayan form, and there are so many innumerable forms. Advaita, Ashuti, Anadi, Anantarupa. Krishna has Anantarupa. That the ultimate supreme form is Krishna. They do not know. Param Bhavam Ajan. Ajananta means they do not know the Param Bhavam. So, yes, the same thing is confirmed by Lord Chaitanya, that he says, Advayan Tapta Krishna Sayam Bhagavan. So, the absolute truth, the ultimate stage of realizing absolute truth is to understand Krishna. Brahma realization, Paramatma realization, they are not perfect realization of the absolute truth. Partial. Brahma realization means realization of the absolute truth in eternity. That's all. Paramatma realization of the absolute truth is a realization of eternity and knowledge. And Krishna realization means full realization of the absolute truth means eternity, knowledge and bliss. Without Krishna knowledge, we cannot be blissful. But by nature, we are blissful. It is Brahma Sutra and the Vedanta Sutra, it is stated, Anandamaya Abhyasat, every living entity, Brahma. Living entities, they are Brahma. And Krishna is also Parabrahma. The Brahma and Parabrahma, both of them are, by nature, joyful. They want joy, enjoyment. So our joyfulness is in connection with Krishna. Just like fire and the sparks of fire. The sparks of fire, so long manifested with the fire, it is beautiful. And as soon as the sparks of fire falls down from the original fire, it is extinguished. No more beautiful. So, we are this in same relationship with Krishna. He is the complete whole. We are part and parcel. Just like the complete whole fire and the sparks of fire. When the fire and the sparks are displayed, it looks very nice. both of them enjoy. And when this path, of course, fire has unlimited potency to produce sparks. But this spark, when it is out of the fire, fireless, then it loses its identity. And this is called conditioned life. We are in that conditioned life. We are fire, sparks of fire. But because we are in material contamination, therefore we have become conscious. So knowledge means to understand, beginning of knowledge is to understand one's constitutional position. That knowledge is imparted in the beginning of this Bhagavad Gita, that you are not this world. You are spirit, spark. Dehinasmindhabhihi kumar dhuvanayiha tatadehantaram prapti dhivastatanamayati. So, you are spark, spiritual spark. You are simply changing face, that is your condition. So, Lord Chaitanya says, Atvayana tatta krishna sang bhagavan, sang bhagavan. The absolute truth. Sarup shakti rupetar ayavas. He is situated in his internal potency. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Jadadadai dharmasya jnani bhavati bhartha abhutyana madharmasya paritranaya sadhanam dhunasaya kudushkita sambhavami atmaya atmaya internal potency. He is situated in the spiritual world by internal potency. And this material world is external potency. Therefore, although external potency is also Krishna's potency, it is not different from Krishna, but Krishna is not here in the external potency. Krishna is in the internal potency. Although this potency is not different, therefore it is inferior. It is inferior energy, it is soft. And this is explained very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatamidam sadvam jagat abhaktam uchit. By me, the whole spiritual and material world is manifested. Tatamidam. How it is manifested? Just like the sun and sunshine. Sunshine is manifested all over the universe and sun is the central point. Similarly, Krishna is the central point and he is shining. Brahma Jyoti is diffused all over. And the part of the Brahma Jyoti, when it is covered by the cloud of Mahatattva, that is called material existence. So we are in this darkness. So Krishna says, so his place is in the internal potency. Sarva Shakti Rupetana Paya Bhushita. He is situated there in his internal potency. Tamsa Vivindansa Rupe Hriya Vista. Ananta Vaikuntha Brahmane Parena Vyaha. Now, then Krishna, he expands himself. He is a Bhushyama, that is the Vedic version. One is expanding into many. And how that many is manifested, that is expands here. The Samsa Vivinda. He expands himself as person himself and as God. As person himself, that expansion is called Vishnu-tava. And the Vidhinansa, separate expansion, we are living in. We are also expansion. The expansion of Vishnu-tava is just like Rama, Nishinga, Varaha, all the incarnation, all Vishnu-tava, Rama, Nishinga. There are so many thousands and millions of expansion. Samsa. Personal self and separate self. We are also Krishna's part and parcel expansion. that we have got intimate relationship with Krishna. Kamsa Vibhinnang Srute Hiya Vista Ananta Vaikuntha Brahmahande Ananta Vaikuntha Brahmahande Paranavya. So Krishna is both in the spiritual world and the material world. Because we represent Krishna and we are in the Brahmanda condition. But there are many living entities who are eternally liberated. They never come to this. How it is that? Just like the ocean and the river. In the river you find fishes. And in the ocean, in fine fishes. But sometimes it may be that the fishes of the river may go to the ocean. But the fishes of the ocean never come to the river. Never comes to the river. There is no place for them. This is a crude example. Similarly, and as the ocean is far, far greater than the river, thousands of rivers cannot be compared with the, measurement of the ocean. Similarly, thousands and thousands, millions of this material world cannot be compared with the spiritual world. The spiritual world is so great that millions of material world taken together, it can be dropped into the spiritual world. It is that way. Therefore, material world is called one-fourth manifestation of Krishna's energy, and the spiritual world is called three-fourth manifestation of Krishna's energy. Kamsa vibhinnam srute hriya vistar ananta vaikuntha brahmande karanastha. Kamsa vistar satutyuha avatar gaan Vivinnansa jivkan saptitagam. Now, Kamsa, his personal expansion, is chaturbha. The first expansion is chaturbha. Sangrup, sangkatas. Sangrup, the personal self, Krishna. And when he begins to expand, the next immediate expansion is Balaram, Baladev. And from Baladev, Chaturbha. Four expansions. Kaibhu. That is, guarding. Bhuva, guarding. What are those expansions? Sankarsa, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Vasu. This expansion. Chaturbha. And from Sankarsan, all kinds of incarnations. From Sankarsan, all kinds of incarnations. In this way, we have already discussed to some extent in the previous chapter. Vivinnansa jivkan saktikadhava. And the separated expansions, the living entities, they are counted as a different energy of the Supreme Lord. Just like there is a difference between the heat and the fire. Fire is with heat. But heat is, although has got the fire qualification, it is not fire. Heat you can touch, but fire you cannot touch. Just like there is some distinction. But there is no distinction also, because fire is also hot and heat is also hot. But still there is distinction between fire and heat. The heat, what is the position of heat? Heat is energy of fire. Similarly, although we are expansion of the Supreme Law, we jivas, living entities, we are just like heat, not fire. Fire is Krishna. So, say Vivinnansa Jeev Dvita Prakar, at Nitya Mukta, at Nitya Samsara. Now, this energy manifested as the living entities, they are also two kinds. What are they? As nitya mukta. One class of living entities, they are eternally liberated, just like the fishes in the ocean. Take the ocean as the place of liberation. Sometimes the example is given that as a river glides down to the ocean and the water becomes warm. That's all right. That oneness, this is impersonal conception. Everyone goes and mixes as every river goes down to the ocean and there is no more distinction which is the river water and which is the ocean water. They become one. That is the monistic philosophy. But Vaishnava philosophy goes first. That why you are satisfied with the water? Why don't you see within the water? In the within the water you will find there are big, big fishes and aquatic animals. They keep their separate identity. And they enjoy the ocean. The foolish person is satisfied that I am in the ocean now. That is the less intelligent. Go deep into the ocean and see what is going there. Similarly, those who are satisfied simply by merging into the spiritual existence in past lives, they are less intelligent. They have no intelligence to see that within the ocean there is individual expansion, individual life, and they are enjoying. Similarly, in a spiritual path, there is individuality. That individuality is there. And that individuality is reciprocated between Krishna and the individual soul. They are called nitya mukta, eternally liberated. And the other class, who are just like in the river fishes, they are called nitya baddha. Limited sphere in the river, or in the pond, or in the well, the frog philosophy, they are expanding themselves from how much great is Antarctic Ocean. So they are called conditioned souls. Those who are in this material world, although they are part and parcel of the Supreme Law energy, but because they are conditioned in this material contamination, they are called conditioned by the laws of nature. So, the whole process is to understand this thing means the white should he remain conditioned under the laws of material nature. Let us try to go back to the ocean and become as big. That should be the philosophy. Thank you. Any questions?